Another financial titan has fallen in Britain. This time, it's the ailing mortgage giant, HBOS, which owns Halifax Bank and the Bank of Scotland. Lloyds Bank agreed to take over HBOS, but reports say that it has put 40,000 jobs on the line. The buyout comes as fears of a global financial collapse following heavy losses among some of the world's biggest financial institutions. Wall Street investment bank Lehman Brothers went into bankruptcy this week, and other large investment houses have been sold off or propped up by the U.S. government. Central banks from the U.S., Japan, and the European Union have pumped hundreds of billions of dollars into the banking system to stave off a collapse. Stock markets have suffered sharp losses. In Russia, trading on the country's main stock exchanges were halted 2 days this week because of the turmoil. When regulators suspended trading at midday Wednesday, Russia's RTS index of leading stocks had fallen nearly 6.5%, adding to its 50% drop since June 1st. But Roland Nash, head of research at Renaissance Capital, says Russia shouldn't worry.
It shouldn't have a longer-term impact on the Russian economy. You know, the Russian economy is being driven by a lot of factors which are still very, very much in place and is being driven under its own steam. In that sense, Russia is one of the most healthy macroeconomies in the world today.
The outlook is less rosy for Britain after new figures show unemployment is on the rise. The collapse of Lehman Brothers cost 5,000 jobs in London and its European headquarters. Tane Randall works in London as a broker. He trades in oil and says while his job is safe, financial positions for others will be scarce.
The repercussions, I think, with all this sort of financial sector is going to be huge. There's not going to be as much money floating around. And as a result, there's not going to be as many people employed to get it.
But there are those who say it's just another cycle. Business analyst Robbie Clayton says after the boom, now it's time for the bust, and the world economy will recover.
For the last 10 years, it's been a pretty good ride. Now things have obviously got to where they are, but it is a cycle, and there'll be new developments, and the show will go on.
But with so much volatility, experts say the final curtain is unlikely to drop on the global credit crunch anytime soon. Vanessa Rossi is an international economic expert and says the Asian economies are under threat.
I think it's important to see this as a rather big rock that could drop in a pool in Asia and cause massive ripples all across these economies. So I think China will be working very hard for its own reasons to prevent such a slump, but it will also be critical for many of these other economies.
On the streets of London's financial sector, many say they have been left in shock and are simply waiting to see what will happen next. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.